This is Bhajan Rahasyam class number 18. This is Saptamayam Sadhana. This is the whole separation chapter, Gopis Pralamba. This is a verse from Ujjala Nilamani, which is Rupa Goswami's follow up to the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Chintatra Jagaro Dvego Tanavam Malan Angata Pralapa Vyadir Unmado Moho Mrityur Dasha Dasha. Dasha, dasha. There are 10 conditions which arise in the mind and body, transcendental mind and body, of a devotee in viraha. One is chinta, anxious consideration. Two is jagara, sleeplessness. We have heard these mentioned earlier also. Udvega, agitation. Tanava, emaciation of the body. Sometimes we read in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, because we may not be well-versed in rasa-tattva or prema-tattva to understand everything that's going on. We read a verse that Krishna played his flute, Nivibandha. It says in Sanskrit, the ladies or the gopis' undergarments or clothes became loose. They became loosened, and when they heard the sound of Krishna's flute, the flowers fell from their hair, and their long tresses, their banis became loosened, the Swarga Devis riding in the flower airplanes over the Rasa Dance or others, and their clothes became loosened. How does the clothes become loosened? Well, what happens is that if you, for example, if you're wearing some clothes, then you lose 20 kilos, those clothes will be very loose on your body. They won't fit properly. And this is what happens. And they hear Krishna's flute, and they're in separation, and all these changes in their mind and heart, they become overwhelmed. And they become emaciated. It says here emaciated. Tanava means emaciation of the body. They somehow shrink. Their bodies shrink. And their clothes slip off their bodies, or they start to. And the only thing, as Raghunath Das Goswami says, the gopis are, their dresses are slipping from their bodies because they're responding to the sound of Krishna's flute by shrinking their bodies. But the only thing that keeps their dresses on their body is because another ecstatic symptom that happens, this is very high topics, no doubt, but another ecstatic symptom that manifests in their bodies, they perspire. They start perspiring. So they become drenched with perspiration. So the moisture of the perspiration mixes with the clothes, and that sticks the clothes on their body just to get, becomes like a glue. They're perspiring, or sweating, we say, perspiring so much that they're like wet clothes. Your clothes are wet. If you have your shirt becomes wet, it's very hard to take it off. It's kind of stuck on your body. So that happens. We heard all this before, these symptoms. 10 is malin angata, discoloring of the bodily limbs, pralapa, incoherent speech, vyadi, being stricken with a tormenting ailment, like disease, unmad, madness, number 8, 9, moha, bewilderment, mrityu, death. This is the last symptom of separation. One can feel so much separation from the Lord that they give up their body. This is described in Lita Madhav by Rupa Goswami. The Radharani was feeling so much. Of course, this is Vyogini. I believe this is Vyogini Radha, one of our expanded forms. Samyogini Radha, Vyogini, and Kirtita Sutta, Vrishabhanu Nandini Radha. The feeling intense separation one day, this is described in Hansadutta briefly also by Rupa Goswami. She went to Kailanvan, to the banks of the Yamuna, and feeling so much separation, Radharani actually threw herself in Yamuna, and she quote-unquote died. She drowned. But then she was taken to the sun planet by Yamuna Devi, and she stayed there for some time, and then she reappeared in Dwarka as Satyabhama. We heard that the other day, you may remember. Well, this is, she was feeling too much separation, that she was anxious, she was agitated, she wasn't sleeping, she became emaciated, wasn't eating, became so much emaciated, and her limbs became dark and blackish, no longer shining like molten gold, and she felt like she had disease, and she was incoherently speaking in her prajalpa, udgurna and chitrajalpa, incoherent speech. She was speaking to Pralap, 10 different types of crazy talks to Uddhava when he came. And so then finally the culmination was death, mrityu, the final condition of separation. Of course she never dies. But generally they say that, it's, as it says here, death or losing or being unconscious for a long time. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his Radhabhav, Krishna experiencing Radharani's Mananakya Mahabhav, feeling a tense separation from Brajendra Nandan Krishna, searching everywhere in India, he finally came to Puri, or when he first entered Puri, even before he was searching. But he was burning in separation from Krishna, even before sannyas. To Puri for the first time, ran into the temple and saw Jagannath. Mahaprabhu saw Jagannath. He ran across the temple room to embrace who he saw. He saw Jagannath, Daro Brahman Jagannath. Mahaprabhu, in his ecstasy of viraha, in his condition of unmad and vyadi and prala, all these things, he saw, oh, this is my Shamsundar. This is my Gopinath. This is the Lord of my heart, my Prananath. He ran to embrace Jagannath. Then he fainted. And the guards were thinking to beat him, thinking he was a madman. He was some owl or bowl. Crazy man, mendicant who had come from Bengal to defile the deity. But then Sarvabhauma's disciples, they understood he was some saint or some special person. They took him to Sarvabhauma's house. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was appearing like in a dead condition, completely unconscious. Does anyone remember how long? For 9 hours. For 9 hours he lay in that state of unconsciousness, in a state of mritu, death, seeming death. And this is a tenth state of separation, condition of viraha, which is described in Ujjalini Lamani. So this was exhibited in Gaur Lila, the very first entrance into Puri. And later his associates came, met with him, Nityananda and Mukunda and others. They said, have you seen the Lord? And they said, yes, he's been taken to Sarvabhauma's house. And you know the pastime is there. So this is the last one. At the stage of mohan, or bewilderment, an extraordinary condition manifests in Sri Radha, in which she experiences extreme anguish and separation from Krishna. Jagara udvega chinta, Tanavanga malinata, pralapa unmara aravyadi, mohamrityu dasha, tahe radas suvivasa, paila dukha kulera avadi. So this is just a Bengali rendition of the same idea given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Dukha kulera, paila dukha kulera. So because of all these things happen, says that Radharani experiences, that's what it says, dukkha pailar avadi. The Radharani experiences the most supreme dukkha, misery and a separation from Krishna. We already discussed text 12. This is text 13. This is from Krishna Karnamrita. Radha's, anger in Krishna's absence. This is from Krishna Karnamrita. Because of the way we understood the study of this book, we're taking concepts that the Bhaktivinoda Thakur is presenting here, which is all about the separation of the level of prema. And we as sadhakas, because this book, Bhajan Rahasyam, is meant for those that have attained bhava and those that have not attained bhava. And bhava, of course, quickly matures and condenses into prema. So the bhava bhaktas and the premi bhaktas, they will have an experience of bhakti ras when they read these verses, and they chant the holy name, and they meditate on this verse, Yugayitam Nameshena Chakshusha Pravishayitam. They will have these feelings. They will have some idea of these feelings of the gopis, of their separation, and some experiences. Of course, not at the same level, because they aren't in their Vastu city. And for us that are not on the level of bhava, we will chant the holy name and hear these verses and read this chapter, which is the intention of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This is bhajan for us also. We will chant the holy name, meditate on this shloka of Shikshastakam. And when we get to this pair of names, the seventh pair of names, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, we will say, oh. And there's Ram, Ram, Hari, Hari. So it's Ram, Ram. The seventh pair is Ram, Ram. Eighth pair is Hari, Hari. Then we'll just say, oh, and this two words are all these verses. How many verses are there? And this Saptamayam Sadhana, there are 23 verses, I suppose. 23 verses describing this bhajan, Vipralamba Prem, and these verses will come, these moods, these feelings, this separation will arise from these two names, Ram, Ram. We're not having that experience now, obviously. We're just chanting. We don't see any difference between Hare Hare and Ram Ram and Krishna Krishna. But this will come, and this happened with Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It happened in his bhajan, and it was revealed to him that this is a methodology of bhajan to give to the world. So this is his whole manual text on bhajan.